My next guest has been a fixture of Hong Kong film and TV since the 1970s, best known for his work with director John Woo. Great films like The Killer, Hard Boiled. He's making his American film debut in The Replacement Killers. It opens nationwide February 6th. I'm anxious to meet this man, Chow Yun-fat. Nice to meet you. No, go ahead, go ahead. We'll sit down together. There we go. It's a pleasure to finally meet you. I want to ask you now, is Chow your first name? Is it Chow Yun-fat, or is it all one?
Mostly the people call me Yun-fat. You can call me Mr. Fat, but never, never, please don't call me Mr. Chow.
No Mr. Chow? Oh, no
Mr. Chow.
No Mr. Chow, yeah. Okay. Okay. What do they call you in Hong Kong?
Mostly they call me Fat Boy.
Fat Boy?
Yeah. Yep. Do you have a nickname?
Fat Boy too, actually. What are the odds of that?
I will tell you what. Fat Boy is not actually my nickname. My nickname is called Little Dog.
Little Dog?
Little Dog, yeah. My nickname. Yeah, you can call me Little Dog or...
Little Dog.
Fat
okay.
Boy.
Okay. Sounds good.
What should I call you?
Jay.
Jay.
Jay
Boy.
J-Boy. J-Boy. Feel like I'm in prison. Hi, I'm J-Boy.
I'm Fat Boy. Hi.
Now, do they get your... Do they get our show in Hong Kong, The Tonight Show?
Not at the moment, I think.
No? Mm. No, we're not on... I thought we're on in Hong Kong. Check that out. We can... Now, what's...
Maybe they have a cable, but...
Cable.
But not in my area.
But you're making money. You should get cable. You're a big star.
We have a lot of restriction. You know, we have a subway, you know.
Yeah.
You know.
Now, where were you born? Were you born in Hong Kong?
Yeah. In a small island close to Hong Kong.
Yeah. Big? How many people?
Small.
Small? Small town?
Hong Kong is not like America.
Yeah.
America is everything. Everything is big. Yeah. You know, Hong Kong is so small, congested.
Poor as a child?
Very poor.
Yeah.
Very poor.
Did you start working at a very young age?
About 5, 6.
Five or six, really?
Yeah. Selling dim sum every morning with my mom.
Selling dim sum?
Yeah.
Like on the street, you mean?
Yeah, yeah. Working at the farm, you know. Actually, yeah. I'm a country boy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So you didn't set out to be an actor?
No, not at all.
Oh, okay. So, now when did you learn English?
About 1.5 years ago. Before,
really?
Before this movie, yeah.
1.5 years, that's all?
Even though we're under the British control.
What? Wow. Now see, and you speak wonderful English, by the way, because Americans could never, ever learn.
Oh, yeah?
It's very hard. And English is hard to learn.
Yeah, for the very first day, my tutor taught me how to pronounce the A-E-I-O-U.
Yeah.
15 hard vowel, soft vowel. I pass out, honestly.
How about slang? Do you know American slang? Do they teach American slang?
Usually the crew, when I was in the set, taught me a lot of bad words.
Bad words. Oh, the crew taught you bad words? No, you can't use those here.
I know, but it's quite interesting. Like horse mouth, you know.
Horse mouth?
Yep.
That's American slang. A horse mouth?
Rolling in the hay?
Rolling in the hay.
I don't know what that means, but it's
rolling
not
a
as
hay,
funny.
Rolling a hay, old country boy expression.
Good for me. I'm
yeah,
from country.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Man and a woman roll in the hay.
Yeah, you know, okay. Right? In the hay. I got it.
Yeah, yeah.
Got it.
So how did you get into acting? You're a farm boy.
When I was 10 years old, my whole family moved to Hong Kong.
Okay.
You know? Actually, I'm not graduate in high school.
Yeah.
I have to go out to work to raise money to help my mother, you know. So when I was 17, one day my schoolmate picked up 2 forms from the TV station. Yeah, because one of the biggest stations in Hong Kong is called TVB, they need new blood.
Right.
So we filled it up form, and 2 weeks later they sent it back, give me a letter for audition.
So you fill out a form, you got a letter to go audition?
Right, right.
Now what did you do on your audition?
Say some line on the speech,
right.
And do some action, you know, expression in front of camera.
Yeah.
And sing some song.
Did you sing a song?
Yes.
Do you remember the song?
It's difficult, but similar related to Al Presley. You know.
To Elvis Presley.
Yeah. Are you lonesome tonight?
Oh, very good, yeah.
Are crying is blue tonight.
Very good, though. Did you watch American movies growing up? Do you have favorites?
A lot. I can say that during the 70s, we have a lot of American movie influence.
Yeah.
Like The Longest Day, The Great Escape, Clint Eastwood movie,
John Wayne.
And also the Japanese movie, like Kurosawa movie, some movie from France, you know.
Do you have a favorite American actor of all?
Steve McQueen.
Steve McQueen's good, Steve McQueen is great, Is it funny to you? Because when I watch your movies, I hear you dub, and you talk like this, we must go inside now, everyone is coming, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Is it funny to hear your voice in English from some guy going, quick, I hear people coming, we must leave now. You know, they always have that kind of monotone.
This is not my mother language at all.
Yeah.
I didn't dub my English version, you know. Usually the people watching my movies, reading the subtitles.
Oh, they read it. They read the subtitles. Yeah. Okay. Now tell us a little bit about Replacement Killers. What is it? What is it about?
It's kind of a very traditional Hong Kong John Woo style action.
A lot of action.
Yeah,
with Mira Sorvino.
Yep.
Yeah. She's of course a beautiful, very Academy Award winner.
Yeah. I'm always say that I'm lucky boy. You know, my first American movie, good director, good producer, and also got an Oscar winner.
Let's see. We have a clip. Here's a clip from Replacement Killers. Let's take a look.
Okay, what's your name?
John.
And?
John Lee.
Thank you. You sure you want John Lee? Because aren't there like a billion John Lees in China? Yeah. All right. Lee, it is. I can fix that. Yeah?
Meg Colburn?
Never heard of her.
Because that's kind of like your signature, the two guns.
No, it actually belongs to John Woo. It's not belong.
Oh, no, no. Well, you're the guy I see doing it.
Or maybe John Wayne.
Yeah, oh, John Wayne. Yeah, John Wayne. It's true. John Wayne, too. Listen, thanks, sir. I must say, I could never learn Chinese in a year and a half and come on a show like this. And thank you very much. It was an honor to have
thank you.
Thank you, sir. Good luck. Replacement Killers. Be right back with Jesper Carnovic right after this. Thank you.